An expert in water resources management and MP for South Dai, Edem Asima, says he is in consultation with donor agencies to work out a system to serve communities along the water lake and Sokakofe to provide the people with potable drinking water. Mr. Asima told Radio Ghana that all the technical designs on the project are ready. The only problem delaying implementation is funding. He said 1 million Ghana cedis is needed to execute the project.
People of the South Dai constituency, mainly Chati up to Germany, making up a total population of about 10,000 and above, do not have access to safe drinking water. So what we've been trying to do is to see if we can get raw water from the water leak, treat it by building a treatment plant and also distributing it under gravity to these communities, namely Chati, Kaira, Tongo, Akon, Chanakwe, Gemeni, to Palime Dugan, and its environment. We have designed that system. It's going to cost about almost 800,000 euros. But unfortunately, we contacted the Engineers Without Borders, an NGO in Denmark. They came and they are currently looking for funding for it. We do not know how long this will take. So what we are doing now is we have been in touch with a community water and sanitation agency, and the design has been prepared to actually take water from the main delivery line and tee it at Bethel and take the water through Chate to Germany. That design is almost completed, and we're looking at almost about 1 million Ghana cedis for that project to start. We've been discussing community water, and there's high likelihood that funds will be made available. In fact, anytime next month, I'll be having another meeting, and luckily too, I serve on the board of Community Water and Sanitation Agency, and we'll be discussing that. The technical proposal has been presented, and the subcommittee of the Community Water and Sanitation Agency has looked at the technical proposal.
On maintenance works, Mr. Asima expressed regrets about the lack of maintenance culture of Ghanaians.
We're now getting somewhere. We have the oil, and with the recent passage of the oil revenue bill, which says that we can go for a loan and use the oil as a guarantee. If we pursue that route, and government is very committed to making sure that water and sanitation facilities are made available to the people, if you pursue it aggressively and the management and operational aspect of it is established properly and handed over to the communities and the water boards as we have it today, then we'll be getting somewhere. As we continue to develop new facilities, the old ones are not properly maintained. So whilst you are moving ahead thinking that those that you have established already are serving the people, it may interest you to know that you go and some of them are broken down.
The MP for South Dai, Edem Asima.